today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey there, this is Jim Lenahan. Thank you for listening to Rock in the Suburbs. Today is part two of my conversation with Jesse Jackson of Set Lusting Bruce. This actually appeared on his podcast, Set Lusting Bruce, a conversation about Bruce Springsteen. You can listen to his podcast wherever you hear podcasts. It's a great show. But he also agreed to give us the audio. We could use it on this show too. So that's what you're hearing. If you didn't listen to part one, go back and do that. That was yesterday. If you are all caught up, then here you are. Let's hear more about the songs from tracks two.
So go ahead. What I get to you next?
Okay. Then Waiting on the End of the World, which was, it must have been from like Streets of Philadelphia era.
Session, yes.
This is the one I'm honestly, this is the disc. I'm going to go and stream this. This is the one I'm most interested in because I love Streets of Philadelphia. And Secret Garden was also around that time. And I just think that, to me, this is something of the idea that he recorded many more songs in that style is very intriguing to me. What else is there? Because a lot of these other styles that you hear on this stuff, you've heard in official releases, stuff like that, but not so much of this kind of thing. And this is really interesting to me.
Waiting on the End of the World.
Yes,
I like the way this sounds. Blind Spot was the album, the song they released on it. And this is Streets of Philadelphia Sessions. You would think, I almost think like Waiting on the End of the World could have been the title of the album. And I don't think they would have released it as Streets of Philadelphia Sessions, though it might have been. Streets of Philadelphia is not on this, but a version of Secret Garden is.
Okay.
We laughed like it got played so much with the Jerry Maguire lyrics in there with the dialogue. Hearing a clean version of it's really pretty.
Yeah, it's nice. I like that song a lot.
Yeah.
The next two must be from The Country.
Yeah.
And album. Go into California and A Prayer by the River.
No. So this is Faithless.
Oh, okay.
So this was recorded in 2005, 2006. A producer, director, reached out to him. Bruce did not tell us who it was. There's speculation it was Scorsese. Can't talk.
Sorry.
He hadn't admitted. there was a spiritual Western film that was never produced. Now, I've seen some speculation about a possible book it was based on. I went to Microsoft Copilot and I said, what would be the plot of the film based on this soundtrack? It really was very different. There's the instrumentals and just very different. My sister, who is very heavy into her church and her faith, and when I sent her God Sent You, she was just like, oh, I can't believe how good this is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very different for him, isn't it?
It is. It's fun. Now that you say that, this makes sense because, first off, I loved going to California. I just love the arrangement of it with the like little touches of banjo and sort of the background. It's just amazing. And now that you say this, it does have a very cinematic quality to it, the way the songs are arranged. They feel big in some way.
I'm going to California, where the sweet fruit falls off the trees, the honeysuckle bloom and the blossom perfume, the cool of the evening breeze, the cool of the evening breeze. I'm going to California. Gone to California. I'm going to California. Gone to California. I'm going to California, where women as pretty as pearls, where the rivers brim with whiskey and gin, and the Spanish senoritas twirl. The Spanish senoritas twirl. I'm going to California. Gone to California. I'm gone to California. Well, I'm gone to California, where the sun spits into the deep blue sea. At the end of the day, with Mother Moon on his way, you can feel what it's like to be free. You can almost feel what it's like to be free. Gone to California. Gone to California. I'm gone to California. I'm gone to California.
And the second one being an instrumental, I was like, wow. Springsteen instrumental, that's something different, right?
Yeah.
But again, it makes sense if it's movie music. I guess that makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah, because we were talking about Flynn McLean, who None But the Brave, one of the other Springsteen podcasts, and we were on a panel together, and he said, without seeing the film, it's hard for us to judge the songs because there should be an image going with it, especially an instrumental. But it reminded me a little bit of Pet Sounds, right? With Brian had a couple of instrumental songs in there, not anywhere in theme or tone, but just the idea you don't think of Bruce doing instrumental songs.
No.
Yeah.
No, because the vocal delivery is part of his appeal.
Yeah, exactly. Appeal. Yes, it is. Exactly. Yes.
I like both of those a lot. Then was Repo Man. I don't know what that is.
Somewhere north of Nashville. Yeah.
Okay, so is that the country one?
This is the country album. It was, yeah. He recorded the same time a Ghost of Tom Joad, and it's almost all, like he's got a Janie Don't Lose Your Heart country version, Stand on It. There, some of these are, he does Poor Side of Town, which is a Johnny Rivers song. So there is, these are pretty rockabilly country.
Okay, this makes sense to me now, because I wrote down with Repo Man, first off, I thought it reminded me of Ramrod.
Yes, and I could see that.
But yet, because Ramrod's kind of a rockabilly song, but this was like leaned in more to the a-billy part.
So yeah, it's exactly.
Like, it's like more, has more of the country arrangement with the pedal steel guitar, that sort of barroom piano thing going, right? But just not a deep song, but a fun song. I also, as we once talked about the River album on your show, and I love that side of Springsteen. I love it when he just lets loose and plays like the bar band that he started with, that style.
Yeah, so, like I realize Cadillac Ranch is about death, but it's also just fun.
Yes.
Totally. It is and watching them do it live. So yes, this is a really, and what's interesting, Jim, is the amount, because of this diversity, the hardcore Springsteen fandom are, you can ask them what's your favorite, they all have a different answer, and then right. what's the one that you're having the hardest to warm up to, and they're all different on that too.
Right.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, we're gonna get to that here.
Yeah.
With me a little bit now. Janie Don't You Lose Heart, yeah, that was like countryfied.
Yeah.
For this. It's a great song. That was on tracks one, right?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
So again, it's like we get a second version of an outtake song.
Yes, exactly.
But it's a great song. It's just such a lovely song.
You got your book, baby, with all your fears. Come let me, honey, and I'll catch your tears. I'll take your sorrow if you want me to. Yeah, come tomorrow, that's what I'll do. Listen to me, Janie, don't you lose heart. 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 Well, you say you got no new dreams to touch. Feel like a stranger, baby, it knows too much. Well, you come home late and get undressed. I'm in bed and feel the emptiness. Listen to me. Don't
lose her. Janie, don't you lose her. Janie, don't you lose her. Janie, don't you lose her.
Johnny 99 is on the very first album, Johnny Bye Bye. And it's,
yeah.
How many times do you need to redo this one, Bruce?
Right.
Yeah.
It really works here.
It does.
It really does. Okay, so you were saying the ones that it takes a while to warm up to.
Yeah.
I think I listened through this playlist maybe 3 times.
Okay.
A couple times just like, this is always my problem with streaming. I don't know what it is. I have a hard time. I do stream. I think it's a mental thing. I stream music a lot of times when I'm like doing something else.
Yes, exactly.
I'm multitasking. Whereas like with physical records, I might actually sit down and listen, pay attention.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm an old guy, and I guess
no,
it's just a
I
mental
get that.
Thing for me.
I do.
I listen to your playlist twice while doing other things, while multitasking. And then
sure.
Just tonight, a couple hours ago, I actually sat down and more intently listened. So Sunday Love and Follow the Sun.
Yeah.
Were two that on initial listens, I don't know. But on the third listen, I really warmed up to them a lot with the more intense listen. Okay.
So, yeah, please keep talking, Jim. No, I want to, then I'll tell something. Yeah.
So what I think about these songs is I think they just threw me for a loop at first. They're very, what I would describe as AM Gold kind of sound. I'm thinking of like when I was a kid and riding around in the backseat of my mom's AMC Hornet with a AM radio with a single speaker on the dashboard. And she just listened to us this 70s. So it was like contemporary music, but it was all like sort of soft rock kind of stuff. Right.
Sure.
And that's all the stuff that's like in my brain from being a kid and being run around on endless errands and so on. And it has that, these both have that kind of sonic quality to me, to my way of hearing it. And so I was, God, this now is, I know he did Western Stars, which had that kind of string arrangements and stuff. And I love Western Stars. But this is it going a little bit too far afield? Is this the guy who did Born to Run? Is this the guy who did Rosalita? Is it that guy or is it a different guy?
You could see him with a tux, with the tie undone and a Sinatra light. Yes, this is many of the people I've heard from, this is the one they've had the toughest problem with. And it is, he recorded part of them in 2010, 2011, then 2017, 2018 during Western Stars.
Okay.
I do think it would be a hell of a show if he brought out the strings and did this the way he did Western Far Film. It is very much not him. It's just like Bruce Springsteen sings Baccarat. I can't talk.
Burt Baccarat.
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I wrote down. I said, this sounds like Burt Baccarat.
It is. It is, totally.
It is. It's got those sort of soft horns. It's got some strings, but not strings that hit you over the head. It's a really subtle arrangement. Female backing vocals. And then just the, I'm not a songwriter myself, but there's something to like the structure of the song or the chord changes or something that just feels like it's of that era, that sort of pop. It sounds more pop than rock, right?
Yeah, it's
not blues based or any of that.
No, it is definitely that Southern California, Burt Bacharach, not even as much as Jimmy Webb, which the Western Stars was. Mm-hmm.
I put on my shirt and tie.
come sunny skies, come rain, paper and coffee on the train. As the weekend rolls around, it's another lonely night on the town. A stranger's kiss at the door, but it's not what I'm looking for. Never had, I never had, I never had a Sunday love. Flowers and champagne, I never had a Sunday love. Long walks in the rain, it's not I pray, it's not I pray to God above. Oh, I've never had a Sunday love. Monday, 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 the alarm clock rings.
You actually, you could see song stylists doing these, covering these songs.
Yes, totally.
And that's cool.
Totally. And that's what I, so two things on that. One thing I wrote here.
And by the way, for those of you who's just listening to the episode, Jim is smiling.
Oh, I love this stuff. I love this stuff. And I'm not making this up. I wrote this down. I said, I would like to hear a woman sing this.
Oh, yeah.
Like it just, like it feels, now, but the funny thing is, I actually think Bruce's voice sounds really great on these songs.
He does.
It's not straining. It's not forced the way you can sometimes hear on some of his songs.
Yeah.
He sounds really great. However, they sound like the kind of songs that just if you had a really strong female vocalist on it, you could really bring the house down with these songs. And so I just feel, again, it shows what a great songwriter he is. I always would say, this is a guy who, in another era, if he had been born, I don't know, 15 years earlier or whatever, would have worked in the Brill Building in New York, just writing songs for other people, and would have been great at it. That's the kind of songwriter he is.
When they put out The Promise, Little Steven said that in an interview, that said if Bruce had wanted to, he could have been one of the best pop hit songwriters in history. But I'm thinking like Alicia Keys, Adele, Celine Dion, a couple of these. That would be just awesome.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And Fall of the Sun especially, I think that's especially well-written song. Like I was really listening to that. When I listened to it more intently, where I was really paying attention to the lyrics and the song structure overall, I was like, that's just a tight song. The lyrics are really great. It almost feels like a standard in some ways.
Yes.
It really is well done. Fall of the Sun, that's the one.
It ends, that's what ends the Twilight. Yeah. And I just think if there's a wild card in there, this is it. And I do wonder if he had put this out as a Western Stars as a double album, but you could also take the country album would have been really good.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to end that one here. One more episode to go tomorrow, and you'll hear a couple more songs from tracks 2 and some various other conversation we have mostly about Nebraska. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. On behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening. And we will talk to you later.
A map we held in our hands has disintegrated into sand. So we take each mile one by one. Together we'll follow the sun. The markers on the road say there's nowhere left. So we take each day as they come. And
and together we'll follow the sun. The only thing that's real is the way you make me feel. The
I realize Cadillac Ranch is about death, but it's also just fun.